Louisiana personal income taxpayers can start filing their 2019 state tax returns on January 27th. That's the same day the IRS begins accepting federal income tax filings. The State Revenue Department announced the filing plans today. The deadline to file Louisiana individual income tax returns and pay taxes is May 15th, and extension requests are due by that date. The Revenue Department is again encouraging Louisiana taxpayers to file their returns online. They can also download paper tax forms from the Revenue Department website starting January 27th or file through other tax preparation software. If someone is due a refund, the Revenue Department says that will take about 45 days from the filing date for electronically submitted returns or 14 weeks for paper filed returns. Republicans on the losing side of the Louisiana House Speaker's vote are still bristling a day after the election. A breakaway faction of Republican lawmakers banded together with Democrats to choose the chamber's new leader, GOP Representative Clay Schexnider of Ascension Parish. That meant Democrats had a stronger say in who became House Speaker than Republicans, even though nearly two-thirds of House members are in the GOP. Schexnider was not the candidate favored by several prominent Republican officials and donors, and he didn't have support from a majority of the GOP lawmakers in the House. Environmental and community groups have filed a lawsuit to block a plastics plant in St. James Parish. Eileen Fleming has details.
The Louisiana Bucket Brigade, the Center for Biological Diversity, Healthy Gulf, and Rise St. James are suing in federal court in Washington, D.C. over the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit to build the $9 billion plant. They claim the Corps didn't adequately consider the environmental and public health damage the plant could cause. Ann Rolfs is director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade.
The Army Corps of Engineers is allowing Formosa plastics to come and destroy our wetlands in order for us to export more plastic forks. That's ridiculous, and nobody in Louisiana can support that.
The Taiwanese company wants to build the complex near the Mississippi River. Rolf says the river, which provides drinking water to New Orleans and wetlands protecting the region, would be damaged. The Army Corps does not comment on pending litigation. Rolf says opponents will ask the St. James Parish Council next week to rescind approval for the plant. In New Orleans, I'm Eileen Fleming.
A month after a cyber attack forced the city of New Orleans to shut down its computer network, city officials still lack email and web access, and many public services remain down. As Betsy Shepard reports, Mayor LaToya Cantrell offered details during a press conference today.
The system was hacked in either November or December. Officials didn't share the exact date, but say the city went offline when ransomware was detected. Mayor Cantrell says the city is functioning right now as if in a pre-computer era.
Going back to a manual format is something that we've had to revisit as a city and running government and making sure that we move things forward.
A month after the attack, 70% of city employees still do not have email access. The New Orleans Police Department's criminal database is not operating, indefinitely delaying some trials. And the city's online payment system remains down, causing cash flow problems. All payments to employees and vendors, as well as tax bills, are being processed on paper. The mayor says it could take up to 8 more months and $7 million to get the city's computer system securely running again. 3,000 computers will need to be wiped. Many have already been decommissioned, and 400 servers are being evaluated for bugs. Cantrell says going forward, the city will step up its cybersecurity measures and maximize its insurance coverage.
That was Betsy Shepard reporting from City Hall.